Welcome to the That So Good podcast with Chef Nisi and Q Sensuals. How are you doing today, Mr. Q Sensuals?
Glad to be here. Glad to answer some questions and get to know a little bit about me and the business and how food and clothing relate to each other, honestly.
Perfect, perfect. Well, everybody, how y'all doing today? Hope you're practicing kindness and having a wonderful day. Today we getting ready to get right to it with Mr. Q Sensuals. How are you doing today? And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Corian. I go by Q. And I'm 25 years old. I started a brand called Q Sensuals Goods and Apparel back in 2020. And I just decided to take a chance with myself and my thoughts and wanted to make a brand out of it. And I just feel like I wanted to put like my story on clothing to kind of give myself like a relatable type of message through the things I make.
Let's stretch that a little bit. You wanted to relate yourself and your clothing as well, so that's what makes it Q-Sensuals. Tell us a little bit about being Q-Sensuals. What is Q-Sensuals?
Okay, so Q-Sensuals is kind of like this mindset that I kind of carry, right? Mm-hmm. So it basically means like a mindset to manifest with gratitude. So basically what that means is anything that you see yourself manifesting, whether it's like a dream home or having that like perfect relationship, like you have just like this drive and this like this unique direction to aim towards something to manifest. And then whatever you manifest, you gotta give thanks to whatever that got you there. Whether that's like, you know, if that's like God, or if that's like your grandma helped you get there along the way. Like whatever helped you manifest like this thought that you came up with, you gotta give thanks back into it. But then it's also cool too, because not only that you're a person that's wearing cool clothes, but you're a person that thinks like that too.
Okay.
So it kind of has like that type of appeal. Like you wearing something that means like how you think, if that makes sense.
And so when you're wearing something like that and the material like that, as you all see, I have it on today, it's very authentic, very warm, feels real good on the skin.
Yeah.
It makes you feel good when you're walking around in it. When you're wearing clothes that's made from that type of concept, it feels good when you're wearing it. Got a couple of questions for you. Mm-hmm. Hope you don't mind. Again, this is Q-Sensuals with Goods and Apparel. Fantastic, fantastic apparel. Who or what has inspired you to decide to want to become in the clothing business?
I really feel like it's kind of like my musical influences, like yeah, like Travis Scott or like Larry June. You know, those guys, I feel like they kind of feel like a message and stuff like through the music that they write. So I just kind of feel like me making clothing was already kind of like something I was into, like fashion. But then I also feel like that'd be like my foot in the door into like getting into the industry or the atmosphere. So really, I just kind of feel like with clothing, I just feel like it was like how the way like with cartoons and stuff, like they be getting fresh because, you know, they kind of like wear the same stuff every day.
Mm-hmm.
Or like another thing I feel like that kind of got me into like the fashion world too is kind of like the movies and stuff I watch. I think that plays like a part in it, because it's
mm-hmm.
kind of it takes like a snapshot of like an era, if that makes sense. Like if you go look at a picture,
like a throwback.
Yeah, like if you look at a picture of like what they was wearing at the time, like I kind of feel like that kind of tells you what type of era it was based off like their clothing.
Okay.
It's like a time stamp almost.
Timestamp, so good. So now it's a story frame with it. Listeners, I really always want you to tune in to this one, because the questions I'm about to ask are going to get a detailed description on what this really means. It's not just any type of clothing. It's an apparel that has a feeling attached to it, a feeling of gratitude and purpose. So it's like I'm really interested in exercising, you know, the comments, exercising the knowledge of what this apparel truly means. And I'll put my glasses on so we can get right to it, because this is how serious this is about to get. So, Mr. Q-Sensuals, can you tell me, where did you get your fashion sense from?
Yeah, like I was saying, like, in the previous, like, question, like, it's really just kind of came from like the things I'm like inspired by every day. Just kind of like movies or like music videos or just kind of like things that kind of look cool to me or like, you know, colors or, you know, just how the way people wear certain things or in the fit of it. Like, I feel like that's something that kind of grabs my attention when it comes to like apparel.
Okay.
Just like how the way somebody's wearing it, because everybody can wear the same thing, but it's like, I feel like the style portion of it is what carries like the difference between, you know, somebody wearing it and I'm wearing it.
Okay. All right. Well, tell me, what in your opinion, how does food and clothing merge? What is the merging of it? How does it relate, in your opinion?
I feel like with food and clothing, like the way they relate to each other, I feel like it's like the culture and like significance of it. So it's just kind of like when you go to like a different country or you go to like even like a different state, like here in the States, like everybody got their own like style of how it's prepared, how it's seasoned with food, and then like how the way somebody's wearing it and how it's fitted or how baggy it is like on a person.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like the culture of it in itself just kind of gives its own like uniqueness. Because like I said, like everybody got access to the same ingredients, everybody got access to the same clothes, but like how the way it's prepared or how the way it's worn gives like a huge difference.
I am in agreement with that, because as our podcast states, food and quality orders. You know, you have quality orders with your food, you have quality orders with your product, and those two things in itself are all you need in life. Good clothes and good food, and also a good attitude. But you got that on while you're wearing that gratitude apparel.
Absolutely.
That's why it's so good to wear Q Essentials apparel.
Good.
Yeah, that's so good. Again, I thank you for coming out today. I thank you for spending time with us today, because it's always good to learn about new clothing. It's good to learn about things like this in this season. You know, what is your most popular item that's around this time? This is the fall season. Tell us a little bit about some of your clothing that you have that's actually for sale right now.
So right now, if you go my website, it's called QEssentialsGA.com, you will kind of see like selection of stuff that's on there currently. Right now, we're just kind of in a transition to having some new add-ons for the season. But like some of the popular garments that I always produce will be like some of these hats I have on, for example, like the truckers. These like something I got on right now is kind of like an unreleased, like vanilla and chocolate type of color.
Yeah, that is kind of slick. I like that. You know, it's the vanilla.
Yeah, it's the thickness, I guess, will make people attracted to it, just because it's cozy, it's warm.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that a lot of people don't know about is like the GSM that's inside of hoodies. So GSM is kind of like the grams, like per meter of like the actual fabric. So basically what that means is if I had to cut out like any piece of fabric in this hoodie and I weigh it on something, if it's over like I guess like 320, it's kind of like heavy weight.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that people want to kind of keep on their bodies to stay warm or to look cool, because like if I'm going to like me personally, like if I got like a nice thick hoodie, like it wouldn't have me go back and buy another one, because the one I have is doing everything I need.
Okay, all right. And what has inspired you? I know you mentioned Travis Scott and a few other people that you listen to, because their branding of clothing is authentic as well. But why did you choose to, you know, make this something that you put your heart and soul into it? I know that there's a deeper love for clothing and how it makes you feel when others wear your merchandise.
So, are you trying to ask me, like, what's, like, the deeper meaning behind my clothing?
That is correct.
So, I kind of feel like the meaning is, like, of Key Essentials. Like, for example, like, I think the reason why I'm, like, so, like, I guess, driven into clothing is because, like, kind of coming up, like, I feel like I didn't always have, like, the pleasure to kind of pick out what I wanted to wear.
Mm.
So, I kind of feel like when I'm making clothing, like I'm kind of making it for myself, the clothes I did want to wear.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Like if I'm coming up with a new design or if I'm trying to produce a new product, like I'm putting my all into it as if like this is like the younger me trying to wear something that I thought was cool at the time.
Okay.
Like, I feel like that's kind of like the inner feeling of it, but like kind of like on the outside, like when I see other people like just wearing cues, like it's like me, like on them. Like
mm-hmm.
a person that wears that cue on their back or their chest is kind of like you are the person that has like a drive, and you have a person that has a mindset to want to like see another version of yourself, better yourself. So it's like it's just a brand that's like really based off like good energy and like, you know, just peeling off new layers.
You hear that? That's like the orange, putting off that orange.
Yeah.
You know, when you peel that, it's really good in the inside. You know what I mean? And I just really love the idea of us knowing that we can be grateful for anything that we want and manifest things into existence. You visualize to materialize. And I just want to comment on how this fabric that I'm wearing right now, as you all can see, it's the QGA, Q Essentials Good in Apparel. It is something that matches a lot of your in-house clothing. It's something that you can wear at any time. It could be casual. It could be for even a business meeting, because right now this is business, and we're meeting to share with you about these entities from our businesses. This is the time where we are living in, you know, some type of hardships, but during the pandemic, these businesses were created. A lot of our time and attention was paid into these businesses because what else were there to do? We didn't have any other things to do. So I wanted you to elaborate with us on how you spent time on manifesting some of these materials during the pandemic.
Manifesting the materials?
Yes. Like the concept, I know that you already had Q-Centrals going on, but when COVID became into our lives, we had to sit down and pivot and think about how we can make our stuff become more brandable, what we could do to continue to be relevant. So I just wanted to know, when the pandemic surfaced with you and your business, how did you pivot and how did you remain relevant with the pandemic?
I just kind of feel like the way I was pivoting is just kind of more so just like pivoting like the mindset, really. Like, I know I touch on that a lot,
pivot
but
mindset.
I feel like during like COVID and stuff, like there's like a lot of heavy feelings going around, about people passing away or just kind of like, it's kind of like depressed because we can't like hang out with our friends like we used to. So like, I was more so just trying to put a message out that would kind of like pivot like how somebody thinks going into something. So I feel like I want to start doing that with clothes because I was already into clothes. But if you know somebody that's making something that has like a message behind it to like kind of change how the way you think, not necessarily like changing like your entire mindset, but just kind of changing like to give yourself like a type of hope.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it really does. Because it's like and that's what good clothes do. Good food. It gives you inspiration. It makes you feel good.
Like, if you put on, like a fresh pair of socks, or if you put on, like a nice white tee, or you put on one, like a Q-Central hoodie, like, it puts you in this type of mode, like you feel it, like you feel yourself. Like, you really feel like you can do, like, a lot of things you thought you couldn't.
Exactly.
And
confident.
So it's just like if you got that on, like can't nobody really tell you. And like same thing, you eat like a nice slice of lasagna, like that's so good. Like it puts you in this type of feeling, like that you can function. You know, you got something that you eat that can break down easily in your digestive system, nothing too crazy where you know you do number two right out.
That's right.
Putting something, you wearing something in your body, putting something in your body that's really helping your well-being to be the best you. And I feel like that's where I think both our brands kind of got in common too, because like we are branding the image of like good health and also like good clothes at the same time.
You know what, fantastic answer. Yes, we are. That is what we do. And I would like to also say again, this is That So Good, Corian Q-Centrals, owner and founder of
Q's. Q-Centrals Goods and Apparel.
That is correct.
Got a few
more questions for you. I see that you're real comfortable and relaxed. Again, I love the vanilla sweater on this young man today. Do you have a most memorable moment with one of your customers, or did you get a reaction from one of your customers, from one of your sales?
I think that's another thing too. I know I said this brand is really based off like energy.
Mm-hmm.
So I also feel like too, I get my energy like from other people, like my satisfying customers. So what that means, like what I mean by that is like, if I'm putting my all the energy and I'm putting all like taking my time, making everything, the reaction I get from customers too just kind of gives me like a good feeling, like on my nights and weekends, or just kind of like all day when I got like a lot of fulfillments to handle. It's like people's reactions is what kind of helps me like keep myself going, or like I can't really stop what I'm doing because I know I got people that's looking at me and looking at me as they influence, whereas like I can't give up on myself. So if I give up on myself, that means I'm giving up on them, where it's like, yeah, I know y'all looking up to me to be this voice that y'all need. So it's just like, you know, me getting that type of like that love is very genius, where it helps me stay inspired to make this up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear this? Now, I know that you gotta tune into that. He said that it's the feeling that he gets from others that makes him want to continue to do it more and more. And that's exactly how I feel when I'm, you know, cooking food. When they smile and give me that plate back empty, I know that was a quality order because it's all gone.
Because I also feel like, too, it's like the name of your brand, too, is like that's so good. So it's like, the name of your business is a reaction of how you make people feel. So that's not doing anything but like returning back to you or what made them feel good back to you. And that's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
it's kind of like a reassurance that like you got to keep like serving as many people as you can so you can kind of keep telling them what you, not already know, but telling them like what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So your brand, that's so good, like that's what it is. It's so good, it's memorable. You know,
it's
like,
so good, it's memorable. And Q Essentials, you know, we got some stuff coming out. Do you have any new apparel that's coming out for the holiday season, or do you have any specials or any announcements that you might want to make at this time?
Yeah, I can't really say too much. But I mean, what I can say though, like, I'm trying to push the limit every time on what I can do. Cause I hand produce everything that I make.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like
you hand produce everything?
Everything.
I mean manually hand produce. Every stitch comes from you.
Yeah, so back in during like the pandemic, like I invested in like two sewing machines to kind of taught myself how to use them.
Okay.
So and that's another thing too, like I kind of feel like another thing that really keeps me going too, because like a lot of people that I was trying to learn from will kind of gatekeep information or they kind of hold back the things I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of like kind of like begging for answers or really try to get like put on to something, like I was really more so in a mind like to like prove people wrong, or
mm-hmm.
like kind of like overcoming what was being told to me, and did like, you know, like I say hours of research, but just kind of like, you know, watching things on YouTube or just kind of going through the trial and error process and breaking a lot of needles. So when I really finally had a successful stitch, like I've never looked back on it. And so some of the things I'm working on right now, I'm sorry to get off topic.
That's okay, that's fine.
But,
it's for you to have the platform to exercise how you feel and let us know about how authentic you are, because you are the owner and founder. So people need to know
absolutely.
The personal side of the people that wear your clothing. They need to know how it makes them feel, because they're hearing the concept coming from you. You're not just a regular guy that's making clothes, making money. You really care
mm-hmm.
about what you do. Because you heard what he said. He hand stitches everything. Everything is made manually from him. So that's why it's going to be custom, just made just for you, if you ever order anything from him. And if they did want to order something from you, how can they reach you? How can they contact you? And how can they also view some of the products that you have available for sale?
So you can go on QEssentialsGA.com.
Okay.
It'll be a link in my bio on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You'll find that on there. You can also look at if you follow me on here, you can also kind of keep up with the things I'm gonna have posted that'll be available soon.
Okay.
You can also see some of my previous work, and then also I have a highlight on my Instagram where you can kind of see the legitimacy of an authentic approach of like all the reactions from like my customers and everything.
Hmm.
Yeah, so if you want to keep up with me, if you want to stay up with like updates and everything, just kind of follow the pages, whatever platform you use mostly, and that's how you'll be able to be updated with updates.
Okay, all right. I'll make sure I keep that information handy, and I have that posted on my site as well. Did you have any final thoughts, and what would you like to say to someone that might have been inspired by this conversation today? Someone from your generation, a young man that's looking to do clothes. What advice would you give someone like that, or what would you tell the old you?
Which one you want first? The old me?
You can do both. Let's talk about what you would say to an inspiring young man that would like to do clothing as well. And then the second question would be, what would you tell the old you that you would tell him now?
I feel like somebody looking into doing clothing, like you gotta really produce anything that you feel like that makes you happy or something that gives you like the drive to want to do more. Like the whole idea of you getting into a business is like purpose. You can't really do nothing or you can't have a reason to keep going if you don't have a purpose. So it's like find like your why you want to get into it, because that will give you the authenticity of your brand versus you trying to do something for a trend or do it because it's hot right now. Like do it because like you want to do it because like for me it was for reactions, overcoming things I couldn't do at first, and just kind of leaving an impression on people of what goes on up here. So like anybody that really want to do this, like do it because you like it, not what other people expect from you. Like I tell myself all the time, like you gotta like I like to impress myself but also make an impression at the same time.
Impress yourself by making impressions. You hear that? Okay. That's a Q-Central quote right there.
And just the old me, like, I just kind of feel like my younger me is, like, real proud of myself. And, like, sometimes I have, like times where, like, I put unnecessary pressure on myself. But then I feel like it's also a good thing, too, because who else putting that battery in my back to keep going? Like, if I'm not telling myself that, or I don't kind of have like this overthinking thought of what else new I can make for the people, it's kind of like, you know, I wouldn't do it justice for the brand. So I gotta keep going no matter what. I'm overall happy with the stuff I made so far. This is only the beginning. This is the fundamentals of what I'm making.
The fundamentals. This is just the beginning. So we have planted the seed for you to introduce yourself to Q-Central's Good and Apparel.
Absolutely.
You're also welcome to visit that So Good pop-up buffet, pop-up podcast, anything that's associated with that So Good, it's me, Chef Niecy. They may have some imposters out there, but it's N-E-S-E-E, Chef Niecy. Thank you so much, Mr. Q-Centrals, for your time. I'm so happy that you got this nice sweater for me and this hat. I appreciate it. Put that on and be Q-Centrals for the rest of the day.
That looks so good on you.